Okay, so hello and welcome to Florence, the Game of Life for the 21st Century webinar. I'm Kate Large, and I am so happy to welcome you. And for the next hour, just please turn off your distractions, close the door, put your feet up. I know one lady's driving, so be careful out there. We're going to have some fun, and I'm going to share with you some really simple but very powerful action steps that you can take today that will support you to apply Florence's teachings and improve your life. Now, if you've never attended one of my classes, I'll share with you that for over two decades, my online support communities and services have supported thousands of people throughout the world to improve their lives through classes, meditations, webinars, angel readings, and my books. I've been an Amazon best-selling author three times now. The first time for Waiting in the Other Room, about the continued communication that I've had with my dad after he died on Halloween in 2005. And yeah, I talk to dead people. And Florence is one of those people. And I give angel readings too. The second Amazon bestseller is the Game of Life Workbook, a self-study guided workbook that brings Florence's Game of Life into today's world and includes over 50 inside assignments to support you to implement her teachings. And it's perfect if you prefer to work alone, but you want deeper insight into the Game of Life and how to play it and how to apply Florence's guidance. So the third and most recent Amazon bestseller is the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. And that's a 90-day guided journaling experience that includes game boards for accountability and support, as well as daily journaling pages that are life-changing. Now, I'm also the founder of the Manifesting with Florence, the Inner Circle membership, and teacher of the Game of Life Mastery Program and the Game of Life Masterclass, all of which have led me to become the leading authority on the simple, timeless teachings of Florence Vogel Shin. Now, during our time together today, I'll share an outline of Florence's simple teachings that support you to manifest what you want, insight to the action steps to apply them, and then I'll share with you how you can get more insight and action steps. And then before we complete, I'll share with you those three simple action steps that you can do today and every day that will support you to improve your life. So be sure you stay till the end. Now, I do hope you have a pen and paper because you're probably going to want to take notes. So let's get started. Now, between you and me, I believe that Florence and her teachings are the best kept secret of the 20th century. And even though her teachings have helped millions of people throughout the years, her name isn't mainstream, but her teachings are. And when you read The Secret or books by Louise Hay or Wayne Dyer and so many more, you'll find words of the same insight to improve your life. And you'll find specific references to Florence. And when you read her words written so long ago and they click with you, you immediately begin to feel your dominant energy begin to shift. And that fear within you starts to fade, and you can feel the door opening to your own empowerment. Her words and the energy behind them, they waken within you that sense of knowing. That knowing that being happy in all areas of your life really is possible. And that happiness is yours by divine right. You read Florence's books, and when you're reading them, that magic happens. She shares remarkable stories that illustrate her concepts of belief, treatments, speaking the word, and affirmations, but she doesn't really give detailed action steps. Now, I really love Florence, and she saved my behind more than once, but it would be really awesome if she had included some step-by-step dance moves to the music of this game of life. We'd all love it if Florence would join us for a live Zoom call and answer our questions and speak the word for us and shower us with a treatment. But she doesn't. So I'm here to bring her outdated terminology into the 21st century and teach you how to apply her simple concepts to improve your life. Now, throughout over 20 years of teaching from Florence's books, I've learned that there are 5 stages of a game of life journey. And stage number 1 is when you're praying for help. You know in your heart that there's a better way to live your life. You know that there's a way to stop the chaos and drama that perpetuates your life, and you're praying for help. And then you're introduced to Florence's books. And you feel that energy of empowerment when you read her words. And best of all, life takes on a magical quality. And stage number 2, you've been introduced to Florence's teachings, and her books have become an appendage to your body. It's a fabulous feeling, that empowerment. And every time you turn around, you find yourself face to face with another blessing. But just when you get really comfortable, loving all the blessings, you get blindsided by some form of adversity. And then it seems like you've somehow gotten on a roller coaster of ups and downs, blessings and adversity, and you don't understand what's happening. You're doing everything you know to do, but the adversity just keeps happening. And in walks stage number 3. And next thing you know, it's just too much. The adversity's just, it's just too much. And you succumb to that fight or flight adrenaline and you slipped back into that overwhelm of survival mode. And life feels like the universe is dumping on you or testing you, and you don't know what to do. So you just do your best to get through the day. You're struggling, tired, and overwhelmed. Until stage number 4. You finally clean off the nightstand, and underneath the chaos, you discover Florence's book. And you open it. And her words speak to you at a new, deeper level. That empowerment you felt when you first introduced to her way back. It's not only back now, but today her words are as a fan to a flame of your empowerment. You can feel the strength and stamina within you growing stronger with each word, and she saves you again. Now, stage 5. This is the stage where we've achieved that state of poise that Florence talks about. It's here that we've forgiven, we've rewritten neural pathways of belief. We've released that human need to succumb to the fear and chaos around us. And we've achieved alignment of our 3 levels of consciousness as one with all that is. We've accepted life in the human body as it is, and we're using our power within us to overcome fear and be the vibration of love energy of the highest order. We're unmoved by fear. We're unmoved by that fear and chaos around us, and we're happy from within, manifesting and living our version of heaven on earth. Now, we all live in human bodies that respond to energy from within us as well as the energy outside of us. The moon affects the tide of our ocean, and it also affects the water of our human body. We feel the push and pull of energy of the moon, of people, of words and thoughts. Yet we each have the power within us to overcome outside influences and focus the energy within us to manifest and live our fulfilled square of life, our version of heaven on earth, whatever that version is. Now, Florence's 100-year-old words hold power, not because of the terminology so much, but from the energy she infused into them. Her words create an energy container that builds a foundation for those who resonate with her teachings, and they improve their lives. You can feel that loving support when you hold her books. She infused that love into those books. So back in 2009, when I was presenting my radio show, one of my guests was the medium, Roland Comtois. He'd written his first book, And Then There Was Heaven, and we were talking about it. And I told him that when I received my book, I could feel the love energy it held before I even opened it. Well, Roland didn't say anything for a moment. And then he shared that he had gone to the printing company and blessed and infused the paper of his book that was what it was printed on. He had infused it with love and the healing energy of Reiki. And I felt it. I believe Florence did this with the content of her books. Obviously, she's not going to the printers today because she doesn't even have to. She infused the manuscripts of her writings with all the love of her heart to support you throughout time, to access that strength and stamina within you, to empower you to fearlessly take the action steps necessary to improve your life. And that's why when her books resonate with you, you can feel that movement of energy within you. She's there supporting you. Now, before our call started, I read through your names and I asked the angels to join me and hold the vision of you managing and focusing the power within you, applying Florence's teachings to improve your life. And now I'll share with you what that entails and why. In the private Facebook community, my Florence community, I posted the following steps to improve your life. Number one, breathe deeply to gain clarity of thought. Number two, decide how you wish to feel and what you really want. Number three, address any resistance energy you feel. Number four, demand and ask for guidance steps. Number five, prepare to receive. Florence teaches us that our words, thoughts, and emotions are energy containers that manifest the experiences of our lives, and it manifests through us. That life events don't just happen to us. They manifest through us. Every lesson, every suggestion, every story, every affirmation, every detail that Florence shares in her books teach us to overcome fear and reconnect with the love that is our essence, the love of the God part or the divinity within, that superconscious higher self. Well, years ago, when I finally trusted that I was really conversing with and getting messages from my angelic team, I asked them, what is my purpose? And their answer was always the same, to love, to be love. And at that time, I didn't really understand what that meant. So I asked them to show me. I'm going to do my best to share this But the fact is, our human language doesn't have the words to fully convey the deepest understanding. But I am going to do my best. But before I share this, keep in mind that everything is energy. Just because you can't see it or touch the energy of our thoughts, the energy of manifestation, it doesn't mean it's not there. When you're cooking with gas or electric, you can see and or feel the heat that cooks your food. But when you use a microwave, you don't see it or feel the heat. But when you open the door, what you've put inside is hot. So my angelic team showed me the difference between the feeling of the human love of this physical world and being unconditional love of the highest order, love of the higher self or the superconscious, that God part, the divinity within. That's a state of being love energy of the highest order, as one with God, the universe, and infinite spirit. Human love is an emotion that we have towards something, while love of the highest order, the love that is our essence, is a state of being. Human love can transform to the sadness and pain of loss. Love that is our essence, that love of the superconscious, it's the high vibration of beingless. And for lack of a better way to describe it, there's a peace, a deep peace within, a knowing of being safe, feeling secure in the face of chaos, in the face of death, being unmoved by physical world experiences, fully knowing from deep within that the spirit never dies. There's never any loss. The spirit experiences eternal life where there is no suffering, lack, illness, pain, or death. Now you could call this faith, but it's more. It's a full acceptance of the love essence of the divinity within us. Not outside of us, but within us. Something that can never be taken away through judgment or anything else. They told me that when we're born, we are that unconditional love. But then we grow up and we experience the pain of this physical world, the shame, fear, anxiety, despair, guilt, anger, overwhelm, and stress. And that fear energy grows with the negative beliefs of the mortal mind. They showed me that when we experience emotionally painful events, our body goes into that fight or flight mode. And once we calm down from that initial experience, our little child mind doesn't know what to do with the fallout of that experience. And as a result, we stuff that pain into the subconscious so we can survive everyday living. We stuff it because we don't know how to resolve it or what to do to heal that pain. And then when another experience comes along, we stuff that too. And together, the situations hidden in our subconscious feed on the pain of each other, trapping us with invisible bindings, holding our power to create a higher outcome hostage, because it's just too scary to use our power. Florence explains to us that our mortal mind sees death, disaster, sickness, poverty, and limitation. And we believe this to be true. We can see it on the news, social media, and all around us, for goodness sake. Allowing all those energies of fear to camp out in our subconscious is a choice. Now, it's usually a subconscious choice, but it's still a choice. But we have the power to change that. We have the power to exterminate fear. When we face that fear we've been burying, it immediately begins to lose its power. Florence tells us to walk up to what we're afraid of, and it disappears. Quantum physics teaches us that she's right. When we observe energy, it reacts differently than when we don't. So when we observe or face the fear we're feeling, it immediately begins to lose its power over us. It begins to dissolve to its native nothingness, because even though our fear feels real, it's an energy that we have power over. We have the power to consciously choose to transform fear energy to love, to create a higher outcome, and be free of that fear. You have the power to transform the fear within you, the love energy of the highest order, and open the way to create and live your fulfilled square of life and everything in between. So let's look at the action steps to improve your life that I posted in the Facebook community. Number one was breathe deeply to gain clarity of thought. Well, the human typical way of breathing is shallowly, starving your body, starving all your vital organs, including your brain, of the oxygen that it must have to operate at an efficient state. Set a timer on your phone to remind you to breathe deeply. The more you breathe deeply, you retrain your vagus nerve to breathe deeply instead of shallowly, and you'll feel so much better, so much better. You'll have clarity of thought to make better decisions. And in my case, just to make a decision. Years ago, I wouldn't even make a decision because if I didn't decide on something I wanted, I wouldn't be disappointed when I didn't get it. And when I figured out what I was doing, I was so shocked. What kind of thinking is that? Well, it's fear thinking. That's what it is. Are you doing this? Well, if you are, today's a good day to knock it off. If I can do it, if I can go from living at a high level of fear every day for years and years, you can do it too. Let's just take a deep breath together right now. Take a deep breath on the count of four. Go 1, 2, 3, 4. Deep breath. Hold 2, 3, 4. Exhale 2, 3, 4. Doesn't that feel great? And if you haven't done it all day, I know it feels great. Number two was decide how you wish to feel and what you really want. This means to consciously choose the vibration of your energy. Choose love. Choose to be love energy of the highest order. To do that, practice gratitude. In fact, just focus on the feelings of what you're grateful for. Remember, fear energy is anything less than love energy. And you can't be in fear energy and love energy at the same time. Consciously choose to be love energy of that highest order possible, reconnecting with the essence within you. And when your body's humming in love energy, there's no fear in dreaming big about what you want and feeling that empowerment within you that what you want is possible. I'll tell you a secret that fear doesn't want you to know. If you have the thought of something you want, that thought's coming from your superconscious. And your superconscious got the thought from your inventory of potentiality. What you just thought of is already yours. Number three, address resistance energy. Well, what is resistance energy? Resistance energy is that feeling in your body when you're not in agreement with something. You may not know why or how, but something doesn't feel right in your body. It could be a hidden belief about yourself that isn't true, like a belief that you're not good enough. Choose to recognize this feeling and see it for what it is. A red flag that there's an energy that's blocking you from having what you want. It's not a notice that you can't have what you want. It's a red flag that says you got to look at this so you can have what you want. Acknowledge that resistance energy, observe it, and give it a name. I call this following the breadcrumbs of this energy. What does that energy feel like? Is it anger, shame, guilt, resentment, worry, anxiety? Whatever it is, you want to be free of that energy. When you observe this energy, it immediately begins to lose its power over you because quantum physics teaches us that energy reacts differently when you observe it. Observe that energy and give the energy you're feeling a name. The harder you look at it, the more it disintegrates. And then look behind that initial feeling. Is there another energy supporting the first one? Observe that energy too. And again, the strength of the energy will immediately begin to fade in your body. Do this till the energy is gone completely, or you see the event that birthed it. Florence teaches us that when we face what we're afraid of, the fear disappears and we're free. Number four was demand and ask for guidance to the action steps to manifest what you want. The action steps may be simply to hold the deep knowing within your body that not only are you good enough to be, do, or have what you want, but that it's already yours at that higher plane of existence in your superconscious field of potentiality. I do this by asking my angelic team to show me my next action step and to support me to understand that action step and to take it. Number five, prepare to receive. Release that human need to know how. How is not your job. Your job is to hold the vision and energy of receiving what you want. Hold the energy of being, doing, or having what you want, no matter what your life looks like in this moment. Accept that this is your life. And on the heels of that acceptance, accept the power within you to create something new, something different, something fabulous. Your square of life fulfilled. Because living a happy life in the vibration of love energy is your purpose. Overcoming the fear of this physical world to live your happy version of heaven on earth is your birthright. It's what we're here for. Envision what you want. Close your eyes and let your mind's eye see you being, doing, and having what you want. And with eyes closed, experience. experience the joy of having already received. And know that this is not faking it till you make it. This is not lying to yourself. Nope. This is moving energy, molding energy into your reality as an experience or material thing. Send this energy out to the universe. This is the experience I want, or better. Now, no matter who you are, where you live, what you have or have not done in your life, doesn't matter if your parents, spouse, family, or friends approve of who you are. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to be happy, resting peacefully in the palm of God, living your happy life, no matter what the chaos is around you. It's time we all get a grip on the reality of this world. It's as if we're all on a plane and the oxygen mask has dropped. You must put yourself first. You must put your mask on before you can be of service to anyone else. It's not selfish to want for yourself. It's your mission to be happy in the state of being love of the highest order, bringing into alignment your three levels of consciousness. It's not selfish to be happy when those around you aren't. Perfect your ability to overcome obstacles, to transform fear, and be the state of joy and happiness, and manifest through that joy and happiness prosperity in all forms. Happiness in all forms. And the people around you will ask you for your help, so they can do it too. Mother Earth beneath your feet will heal in all directions of time through the love essence of your footprints. It's your job to be happy. It's your birthright. And from your happy life, you can share how you got there with others. Now, we all aspire to achieve that stage 5 level of the Game of Life journey. But until we do, we fluctuate back and forth between the stages, praying for help, riding the roller coaster of blessings and adversity, getting stuck in survival mode, and then rediscovering the empowerment of Florence's teachings. But each time we pass through stages 1 through 4, we're at a higher level of understanding and mastery. We struggle on our own, but when we come together with another like-minded student of Florence, we detonate that power of two. And when we're in a community, we put that power on steroids. If you're a member of the Facebook community, you know it's a fabulous community, but there's only so much we can do in a Facebook community. And you deserve more. More support, more guidance, and simple, detailed action steps. Because this isn't your first rodeo. You've read books, taken classes, and were excited to be a part of them. And then you finished the book, completed the class, and what were you left with? Did you apply what you learned? Or were you on to the next book or class? Or did you get stuck in survival mode again? I've had that happen too many times to count. I want to be done with that. You probably do too. Well, what if you had action steps that worked every time you used them? Action steps that are simple and create miraculous results. Would you use them? If the answer is yes, keep listening. If you're not ready to apply every day what I have to teach you, then you should just leave the call now. Because to get the continuous results your heart longs for, it takes applying effort every day. Till next thing you know, your action steps and effort is your new normal way of living. And you achieve stage 5 of the Game of Life journey. But be aware, you still live in a human body that reacts to external energy, that pull of the moon and the planets, people, words, and thoughts. I teach a very special set of skills to master and maintain living your fulfilled square of life. It's up to you as to how much effort you put in. Today, I want to invite you to become an active member of the Game of Life Masterclass. During this 10-week class based on the Game of Life, I'll dive deep into Florence's teachings and bring them into the 21st century. I'll spotlight her simple teachings and teach you detailed step-by-step action steps to use your power to manifest and live your fulfilled square of life. Applying what I'll be teaching you will be simple. I am all about making life as simple as possible. We'll take out the human need to make something hard and instead flow with ease and grace into simple. Applying simple action steps that are life-changing. There are 10 chapters of the Game of Life. So I'll dive deep into a new chapter each week, delivering to you a new understanding and perspective about Florence and about yourself. I'll share with you simple ways to apply tried and true methods to improve your life, no matter what's going on around you. And I've included bonus gifts that support you to shift your energy, gain greater clarity, and implement what you're learning to create and maintain a new firm foundation for your new life. Your new life of empowerment and freedom from the darkness of fear. If you purchased the bonus gift separately, they're of greater value than the full pay of the masterclass. Why? Because that's how I roll. Now, some of these bonus gifts are guided meditations to support you to feel safe and shift your energy from fear to love. And I've included full classes with step-by-step guidance to forgive, master loving relationships, take your use of affirmations to a new level, and get the nitty-gritty on creating your version of heaven on earth through your own energy. I've also included PDF files of the Amazon bestseller, Game of Life Manifesting Playbook. You can only get a PDF of these files in one of my classes. However, if you prefer to have a paperback copy, I've included the direct URL for purchase at Amazon. Now, during this masterclass, I'll teach you in detail how to discover and rewrite subconscious records. Those neural pathways of belief that aren't true, you'll learn how to follow breadcrumbs of negative energy to free you from their bondage and infuse and send love to create a higher outcome for everything. This works for everything. We'll experience speaking the word and treatments for prosperity. You'll learn what to do when adversity blindsides you, and you'll learn the action steps to free you from the bondage of resistance energy, what it is, and what to do with it, step by simple step. This class begins on Tuesday, a week from today, August 9th, and it'll be presented through Zoom. And if you can't attend live, don't worry. The calls will be recorded and the recordings will be available the following day within 24 hours, usually before. And I'm very happy to say that the energy of the calls do translate to the recordings. And each call is infused with the healing energy of Reiki and air, plus the love energy of Rouhani energy. To register for this next exciting Game of Life Masterclass, go to katelarge.com/GOL Masterclass, all lowercase, all one word. It's in the bottom of that Square of Life image. And when we complete here, I'll add it to the chat, that direct link. This is your personal invitation from me to join this exciting adventure, the next Game of Life Masterclass. Now, I'll be perfectly honest with you. Every class is a lot. Well, every chapter that Florence wrote was a lot. It's life-changing. It's so worth it to hold your empowerment and improve that fabulous life you have, or create your new fabulous life, your fulfilled square of life, your version of heaven on earth. So are you ready to make that effort to take Florence's teachings to a whole new level? Florence's concepts are simple. The action steps I teach are simple. All you have to do is apply them. And I would love to welcome you to the masterclass. Will you join me? Well, we've already covered the three action steps that you can take immediately to improve your life, but this is what they are. Number one, breathe deeply. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy because everybody's breathing. Of course you are. You're alive. But the human way of breathing is shallowly. And when we're stressed, we hold our breath. As a result, our brain goes into a fog and it's hard to think. Our body gets tired quickly and we starve our vital organs of the life-sustaining breath of God. Holding our breath makes it really easy to feel stuck and trapped. But the truth is, you have the power to improve your life. And when you make a point to consciously take deep breaths throughout your day, your brain gets the oxygen it needs to sustain clarity of thought. You're less tired. Your body feels better. And fear can't sneak in without you knowing about it. Because when your body's getting enough oxygen, you recognize when your body shifts from the love vibration to that anxiety of worry and fear. And just so you know, another side effect of breathing deeply is dropping off excess weight, because you feel safer and you have that clarity of thought. Number two, accept what your life is in this moment. Whatever it is, just accept it. Acceptance doesn't mean you're in agreement. Acceptance stops the internal battle within you between your three levels of consciousness. The superconscious, knowing a happy life is your birthright. The subconscious, silently telling you that you're not good enough. And the conscious, simply wanting what you don't have. Drowning in lack. When you accept, that internal fighting stops. When you accept what's happening, the fear energy in your body flatlines. It deflates, losing its grip on you, and it opens the way to accept and use the power within you to create a higher outcome. It's from this state of acceptance, breathing deeply, that you're open to the guidance of your angelic team, infinite spirit, God, the universe, Florence, for goodness sake. You're open to the action steps that will improve your life. Ask them to show you your next step and be open to what you receive. And the third thing, consciously choose the energy you wish to be. Consciously choose the energy of your day. Infuse your day and your life with love energy of the highest order. I teach you how to infuse this love in the masterclass, and it works for everything. Remember, you can't be in love energy and fear energy at the same time. You're either in one or the other. Which one will you be? Which master will you serve? The fear of the physical world and the chaos around you, or the love of the divinity within you? The love that is your essence. You have the power to make the conscious choice. And when you don't choose, your energy defaults to the dominant energy of your subconscious. And that energy could be anger, frustration, overwhelm, or stress. And when you default to fear energy, formless energy begins to mold into fearful, negative experiences. Intention is everything. When you consciously choose to be love energy, the power within you begins to mold that formless energy into love. Experiences of love energy. Use your power to begin using these three action steps today. Don't underestimate them. They're simple. Oh my gosh, they're so simple, but they are so powerful. Florence understood how to hold the energy for her students to improve their lives. She's not here in physical form. But I am. And I know without any doubt that you have the power within you to improve your life, no matter what it looks like now. If you're not happy with your life, join me and get the action steps to improve it. If you're happy with your life, join me and get the action steps to maintain and expand what you have. You're not alone anymore. Join me for this exciting, life-changing Game of Life Masterclass. So if you have any questions, stay on and I'll answer them. And this completes our webinar.